okay, character for the story. I'm just now watching Rebecca by Hitchcock. And there's this character there called Ben, who is a bit, how to say, funny. And I want, at least right now, where I'm thinking about creating such a similar character, who is, you know, one of those that, well, some will call it the idiot. But it should really be a character, a person who is not very well connected to what's going on here in the outside world, and who therefore may appear funny or crazy. Just like this Ben, he's like that. Saying things that do not make much sense. In that world where things are going on, but that somehow or other is of a more, how to say, he's more living in the legend, so to speak, it's interesting actually, you can see it like this. Take this movie for instance. There's this kind of legendary person called Rebecca who has now passed away but still pervades everything there by objects and memories and all that. So that means when there are powerful presences like that or events going on somewhere, if they go on for a certain time, they of course leave traces and marks in that place, right? I guess that's how cultures develop and are shaped and molded by the people, influential people, influential events. Whether miracles or disasters, and then those are preserved there in the storytelling and so on, right? So this character we're talking about, he's one of those who do not really live in the external world of time that goes on right now, but lives in that legendary space, so to speak, which in a way transcends the day-to-day events that go on. I think that could be interesting and useful to have such a character, because he or she could also, I mean, speaking about legendary and all that, legend could also, we could take a step further, that he is actually living in this kind of archetypal level of existence that is behind this. So although what he's saying may seem out of place and odd, they make perfect sense even from that point of view. And this way we could attempt at creating a level. Well, it's already there, but this can fit into it, this character. A level here that is, well, that kind of level. Just as Mahabharata, for instance, can be seen as, someone told me this story, a great story of humankind. And the characters in that story are archetypal in many ways, and the events in such a way that they actually relate to our life here and now, and life always in the human society. And of course that is even more valuable to describe and deal on that platform than to just look at what's going on in front of our eyes. So yeah, that might be good.